Welcome to Beyond Standards, your source for authentic discussions about the world of teaching. Get ready to explore challenges, share inspiring stories, and discover strategies that will empower you to make a lasting impact on your students. Here are your hosts, who are trying to master the fine art of maintaining their sanity while managing a classroom, Joe Rohrhoff and Jeff Bologna.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 21 of the Beyond Standards podcast, where we cut through the BS and try to apply some common sense to the world of education. I'm Joe, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host and fellow middle school teacher, Jeff. Jeff, it's been a long day today. Are you going to make it through the podcast tonight?
Joe, I'm tired, man. You're right. It's been a long day. Do you mind if I vent for a moment?
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, parent-teacher conferences are the most archaic thing of all time, especially in the spring. I think our district might be one of the few districts that still does spring parent-teacher conferences. And at this point, parents, if there's any parents out there listening, at this point, if you have to do a parent-teacher conference and ask, hey, I want to know how my child is doing in your class, then you're not doing your job as a parent, because everything is on our learning management system, right? We use Schoology in our district, but, you know, my wife's district, they have Google Classroom, and in my kids' district, they have, I mean, I know everything that's going on in my son's classrooms, and parents of my students should know, I mean, everything that is going on. You know, my Schoology page is so detailed, and I know one of our guests today, her ELA teacher's Schoology page is overly detailed as well, because we made them together. So, like, parents who don't know what's going on, I it's just ridiculous, Joe. I have 139 students, and I had 24 parents tonight, and all of them were like, oh, really good kids. And the parents that I want to talk to never show up, and it's so archaic and it's so outdated.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, I feel better. I feel better.
All the info is out there for parents, and if they have questions, there's email, there's the phone, there's so many ways to get in touch with teachers today. So I agree 100%. It is a long day for teachers, and it's a grind for teachers. And unfortunately, I don't see them going away anytime soon, but we got to do them virtually today, which I think is better, scheduling them virtually. So that's some consolation, but it makes for a long afternoon. But we got this. We'll bring the energy tonight and get through the episode today.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Fall conferences, I love them. You know, you get to see the parents and things like that. But these spring ones, that's ridiculous. Let's move past this.
All right. Yep. Let's jump into our show today. We'll bring the energy despite the long day. So tonight's show is another teacher spotlight. We've had a few of these where we try to do kind of what we were trying to do when we created this podcast. It's shine a spotlight on some of the awesome things that teachers are doing. And we've got two students with us today. And the two students they both picked a teacher that has had a huge impact on them. I know for one of them, it is a current teacher. For one of them, it is a former teacher. But we've got two eighth graders on the show today to talk about their teachers. And our hope is to provide some inspiration to teachers out there, some inspiration of just knowing that even though you're underappreciated, you are having an impact. And I think it's so important to share that impact. So without further ado, I would like to welcome to the show Peyton and Ella. Welcome to the show, girls.
Thank you.
All right. We are so excited to have you both on. And we always start these episodes out by giving each of you an opportunity to introduce the teacher that you want to shine that spotlight on. Peyton, do you want to go first and talk about your teacher?
Sure. The teacher I chose is my favorite teacher, Mrs. Jagish. She was my third grade teacher, and she taught me all subjects since that was in third grade.
Awesome. Ella, want to give a little background of yours?
My teacher that I picked is my math teacher from this year, and her name is Mrs. Lawson.
Mrs. Lawson. All right. Two amazing teachers.
I think I know Mrs. Lawson, and I'm sure you wouldn't be the only one, Ella, who would love to shout out to Mrs. Lawson, because I've heard great things about her. Girls, can we, you know, share your experiences with your teachers? You know, describe their style, you know, methods, their approaches, and what stood out to you? You know, why did you select them for this spotlight? Peyton, if you want to go first.
I really, so to start off, I really wanted this teacher because I heard a lot of good things about her, in the past from like my friends that are older. She also had a class pet hamster, which I was looking forward to in third grade.
That's awesome.
And she was always willing to help anyone. And she always did interactive activities, which I would always prefer over like the teachers talking or videos. And then I always loved like when we got to make like little crafts for our parents or family members, and we had different like parties.
That's awesome. Ella, what about you?
So for me, the first day that I had Mrs. Lawson was actually the first day of seventh grade. I've had her 2 years in a row now. And I remember on the first day that we were there, she like just let us all have a Jolly Rancher. And I was just so happy because it was the first day of school. I was tired and I was like, I was ready to go home already. And then I got to eat a Jolly Rancher and it was almost lunchtime. So it was perfect. And so I just knew like right off the bat, it would be like great. Also, she for our math program, she can control our screens from her screens like when she wants to. And so she has this thing that she does. It's kind of like an inside joke because she knows it annoys us. But she goes up to the front of the room and like she presses the sync button and then watches as we like all like look like we notice what she's about to do. And then she pulls us all one screen on like our math slideshow. And it's just like collective like, oh my gosh, what are you doing?
Oh, that's cool. It sounds like she's building a pretty good community. I love all the things that you girls shared, like the, you know, interactive lessons, the building connections with you and kind of joking around with the students and not just being that person up on the stage, just, you know, spitting out information, but being a human being and treating you like you're human beings, which I think is great advice for teachers out there. Let's talk a little bit about the relationship that you've had and you've built with this teacher. How did this teacher support and encourage you as a student or maybe as an individual? Are there any instances where you feel like they really went above and beyond?
My teacher, she always made me feel valued because she would always talk to everyone and was always very helpful and wanted to make sure that everyone was doing well that day. And she would always go above and beyond to make school fun and not just boring because it can be a lot. And we also got to learn a lot more interesting things that you wouldn't like always learn and do fun like experiments.
Very cool. Ella, how about you?
For me, Mrs. Lawson, whenever she sees me like in the hallway, she'll always say hi to me. Like she'll always smile. She'll always say, hi, Ella, like how are you doing today? Like even if it's not like, even if math has already like happened or even if it hasn't happened yet and I haven't seen her that day, she'll always talk to me if she's walking down the hallway and she sees me. Also, she gives like rewards for like being like for like going above and beyond on our assignments. And so like the other day, actually we had a bunch of practice problems on our like math slideshow. And she was like, oh, if you do like all these extra ones and you get them all right, then you can get a bag of chips or like something from out of the bins that are up on like the windowsill. They're always full of candy or like chips and stuff like that. And so she gives rewards for going above and beyond. And I think that's really good.
Awesome. Kind of awesome. Following up on that, do you think that teacher imparted any like life lessons or skills that you bring beyond the classroom?
I feel like she taught me just to always like work with everyone, even if you're not best friends with them, and like make sure no one is feeling left out, to like be their partner if they need it.
Awesome. Ella, how about you? How about Miss Lawson?
She has always taught me like to be friendly and patient, and because I know she's really patient with us, because my math class, I mean, it's smart people, of course, but it's not like it's like a bunch of like loud kids are in that class. And so she is really patient with our class all the time. And she like, she never yells at us. She never like goes over the edge like that. Even when, you know, like something like might be wrong, like she might not be having the best day. She always brings her best attitude to the classroom.
That's great. Awesome. Hey, Peyton, can I go back to something you said about your teacher there? You mentioned how she made you guys feel valued, made you feel heard. You were in third grade, you know, so that was 5 years ago. Do you have a specific example of how she did that? Because if there's some elementary teachers listening out there, I think that would be some, you know, good advice.
So let's say we were like doing group work and someone didn't have anyone to work with. She would always like make a third group or like make a group with more people just to make sure that everyone always felt like they had a friend and were never left out.
That's absolutely amazing. And, you know, and I also wanted to touch on something Ella said, too, about Mrs. Lawson just saying hi in the hall, even if it's, you know, after her math class or, you know, early in the morning. And if for any teachers listening out there, those little things you might not think get noticed. But here we have an eighth grade girl who pointed out that her teacher just says hi to her in the hall and it just kind of makes her day. So, you know, I try to do that. I know, Joe, you try to do that. But that was awesome, Ella. Thank you and Peyton for sharing that.
Yeah, I don't think we're as nice as Mrs. Lawson, though. We're usually making fun of our students as they walk by. But
well, but it's they like that. Come on, Joe.
They do
like that.
They do. They like that interaction.
This question more is geared towards you, Peyton. It's about this continued impact, right? Because Ella, you're currently in Miss Lawson's class. When you think about your teacher, how do you feel like she shaped you, you know, kind of the student that you are right now as an eighth grader, maybe a love for education or something like that after you left her classroom?
She wanted us to be good students, but even more, she wanted us to be better people and to be better in our community and just to go back with always helping everyone. And she always had very high expectations, which helped us a lot in like to be better than, like, you don't want to be bad at things and, like, just being above and beyond to anything you do.
I think that was kind of the big message that we got from our last teacher spotlight when Luca Pryor was on the show. He talked about how the teacher that had that impact on him wouldn't let him get away with anything other than his best. That's been a continued theme here. It's not always about, you know, being best friends with the students. It's more so about holding them accountable to be the best version of themselves that they can be. And Ella, I want to flip that question to you. Yep. I know this is a current teacher for you, but as you look ahead, you know, what impact do you think Miss Lawson is going to have on you? As you know, has she had an impact on your interests, on, I don't know, maybe things looking ahead for you?
I mean, for both seventh and eighth grade, I feel like she, like, just, I just kept getting like closer and closer to her. And as more time went on, I never really liked math before. Like, I didn't hate it ever, but now, like, I feel, like, more comfortable with it, and I feel like she's really helped me, also with, like, my study habits. I feel like because we don't have, like, she doesn't give a ton of homework at all, which, is good. She gives us class time to work on it, of course, but I feel like, she kind of taught me how to really, like, utilize, like, my class time, but also just outside of the classroom. She's just taught me to, like, build connections with other people, and, you know, like, you can always make someone smile on a day that they might not be having the best day.
Joe, are we sure these two girls are eighth graders?
I'm not. This is unbelievable. They must have had good teachers. They clearly didn't have either one of us.
Yeah, listening to you two girls talk about these teachers, I mean, this is unbelievable. That's amazing, Ella. That's great.
Gosh. All right. Let's start to wrap things up a little bit, because I know we have a little special activity we're going to do after these final questions. But imagine you're talking to that teacher right now. You got the opportunity to share some gratitude. What do you want to say? What message of gratitude do you want to give to that teacher that had an impact on you? Ella, you want to go first this time?
Sure. So for Mrs. Lawson, I would just tell her to keep doing what she's doing and to never, like, change her teaching styles, like, drastically, because I feel like she's doing a great job, with what she's doing. And I would just tell her how much of an impact she's made on me, because I know that teachers need to hear that sometimes.
Yes, we do. Peyton, how about you?
I would just tell her that thank you for always believing in me. Even when I was going through hard times, she always believed in me and knew that I could do even better. And no matter what I was doing. And today I still think of her and I'm grateful for her and all the amazing experiences that I had with her.
Man, I can't even, Joe.
Peyton, these girls, awesome. These girls should take over the podcast. They like they...
Seriously. God, I hope
Peyton and Ella might be hosting next week.
Yeah, I hope someone talks about you and I like that, Joe, some point. Jeez. Hey, based on your guys' experience with this teacher, so what advice would you give to current educators or somebody who maybe is going into the field? to aim to have that positive impact on their students' lives like these two teachers had on you guys. So any advice to any teachers listening?
First of all, be like really try to get to know your students, because like Mrs. Lawson always says hi to me in the hallway. Like even like little actions like that, like if you know the student well enough, like you'll know like what their interests are and stuff. And like you can ask them, hey, like if you had a soccer tournament this weekend, like you can come back to school on Monday and say like, oh, how'd that go? You know, you can ask them about that. But also I feel like something that, like I mentioned earlier about her like switching our screen to the one screen. I feel like other teachers should make inside jokes with their classes. and not like force it, of course, but like if something comes up and it's just it's like something that you could laugh about in the future, I feel like that's something that would really like make an impact on a classroom, because it's something really personal, but something like funny that keeps the spirits up.
I agree with Ella. Just to always be positive to your students and know what's going on, because you might not always know what happens to them out of school because everyone is different. And just always make a positive impact on their lives, because they will remember it forever.
Awesome. Those are definitely some powerful words from both of you. That's pretty darn impressive, girls. Well, thank you, girls, for coming on and sharing that information about your teachers. We're so thankful that we had this opportunity to shine the spotlight. And I know I mentioned this a little bit before, but Ella and Peyton wanted to flip the script on us a little bit. And because they're middle school students and we are middle school teachers, they wanted to see how in tune we are with our students by giving us, I don't know, is this going to be like a quiz? I know it's got to do with middle school lingo. And I know as drippy as we're looking today, we might fail this. No cap, bro.
Joe, we've got this podcast cooking right now. This is going to be great.
Oh, we're ready to go.
So yeah, some of these words are like, not like, they're not all like new. They're like, some of them are actually like not pretty old. I don't want to say pretty old, but they're not like brand new, some of them. But they're all stuff that like people have said or people have like texted. So we have the first section of it. There's a few like words where we're gonna test you on what the words mean, and then the second section is like what do you call them? Like abbreviations or like what do you call them? It's like LOL, but like what do you call
different.
LOL?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever. It's like letters, and you like guess what the letters mean, and then what the meaning of the letters mean.
IDK is I don't know. I'm gonna have that one up my sleeve.
I've got a good one too. Hopefully they put that one out there.
Okay, Ella, do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you can go first.
Okay. So the first one we have is no cap.
No cap. Oh, I'm on. Let me take this one. That's no easy. Cap. Means no BS. Like cap is, if something's cap, it's BS. So no cap right. Means, hey, that's a fact. That is a fact. How
Spot
did I do?
On.
So good. I use it in class a lot. I say, kids, we're going to have a test tomorrow. No cap. How's that good?
That's good.
Perfect.
All right, let's go. I knew that one too.
This one kind of explains itself, but I want to hear what you have to say about it.
Oh, boy.
Standing on business.
Oh, jeez. Standing on business?
Yes.
Joe, you got anything?
I feel like that would mean something similar to no cap, like I got the facts to back it up.
You're pretty okay. Close. It means like you're on top of something. Like you're taking care of it, you know? Like you're on top of it and you're like ahead.
Hey, yeah. Can you guys use that one in a sentence, please?
Sure. I just finished my ELA essay. I'm standing on business.
Oh.
Okay.
Like a boss.
Like a boss. And I turned it in on
okay.
time.
Okay. All right. Of course you did. All right. I like that one. Standing on business. Wow. I had nothing on that one. Good job, Joe. You're way cooler than me.
Yeah. We know.
Okay. The next one we have is 8.
I think it means like, all right. Does that mean all right? Like, no, that doesn't mean all right. I have no idea.
That's 8.
Like telling someone they did really good at something.
That
so you guys really? Were like halfway there.
Okay.
Okay.
So, like, telling so what's the meaning behind it? Does that mean, like, you get an 8 out of 10? Like, you did pretty darn good?
No, like you ate that up. Like, you did really good.
Oh! Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, people will
like, you
say
ate that up and left no crumbs. Is that one on your
yes,
list?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, let's go. Yeah, my students good. Have used that one on me.
But people will say, like, if someone, like, at gymnastics for me, like, if someone, like, sticks their bar dismount and someone yells, what's 4 plus 4? Everyone will go, eight. You know? I mean, that doesn't really happen, but, like, you know, that's, like, an instance yeah. that it could happen.
or when okay. we're playing our Kahoot reviews, people can eight, like, they're taking care of the business.
Oh.
They're standing on business.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Standing on business.
All right, the next one we have is Addie.
Addie. I hope it doesn't mean that someone's an addict.
No.
Oh. Can you use it in a sentence without giving it away?
This might kind of give it away, but like, send me your Addie.
Like your address?
You're like your
your address.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Your address, your Addie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, the next one we have is beige flag.
Beige flag.
I know.
It's all you, Jeff.
Okay, so, like a red flag is like, you know, if someone's red flag is, you know, so is a beige flag where it's like the person's got some bad qualities, some good qualities, where a red flag is that's a bad quality?
Yeah, it's like in the middle, kind of plain, not bad, not good.
Yeah, so nailed it. I love it.
It's not necessarily like a like you said, like it's like a person has some good qualities, some bad qualities. It's like more like directed toward like one quality. So like you wouldn't say like, oh, he's a beige flag. Like he has some good qualities and some bad qualities. It would just be like one quality that you were focusing on. But yeah.
Gotcha. So the same way you'd use red flag, like you said, Jeff, you're pretty good. It's pretty on point.
I mean, yeah.
His yeah. beige flag would be this. Got it.
All right, the next one we've got is Delulu.
Oh, I know that one.
That's easy. Joe, take
Delulu, it just means you're delusional.
Correct.
Yeah.
It means you're crazy. I got plenty of Delulu students. Yeah.
You're cray cray.
Okay. Cook/let him cook.
Oh, that's all you, Jeff.
Good. Cook and let him cook. I mean, it's, you know, they're on a roll, man. They're killing it. You know, they're cooking, right? They're you know,
yeah.
In gym class when you're playing pickleball, it's like, let him cook, man. He's on a roll.
Let him cook.
Yep.
He's ripping it on the baseline every time. Let him cook.
Yep.
Ella, you'll appreciate this. We were doing a Socratic seminar a couple weeks ago, and a girl afterwards was like, man, I was cooking during that. And I was like, yeah, I knew what you meant.
All right, next we have chat.
Chat.
Yes, chat.
I mean, I'm assuming it means beyond the definition to talk to someone else.
Yes.
I got nothing.
I don't know. Maybe
something to do with Snapchat?
No.
Chat. Does it mean like if it's a boy and a girl are like in a situationship, they're chatting, so it's just chat?
That's
I mean,
pretty,
your guesses make sense. Your guesses make sense. Like, that could work, I guess, but not for this definition. So, chat is, like, referring to, like, a group of people. So, like, say everyone's sitting down at a lunch table and, like, the last person, like, comes up to sit at the lunch table and all their friends are there and they go, like, yo, chat, how was your day? Like, referring to everyone at the table.
So, I got it.
Yeah.
So I could come to my students like tomorrow and be like, hey, chat, what do you guys got going on this weekend?
Yep.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm going to drop that one tomorrow.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah,
Joe, that's great. Oh, man. This is ridiculous.
Okay. The next one we have is Roman Empire.
Oh, okay. So I've heard this being used because someone said Taylor Swift is my Roman Empire. So it means it's like something that's super, super important to you, or like that's your whole thing, right? That's your whole personality or something like that.
Yeah. It's like something that you think about a lot for no reason at all.
So that's okay. The thing. It came from like a trend on TikTok a few months ago where like someone like say like a girlfriend would ask their boyfriend like how often do you think about the Roman Empire, and like as it turns out apparently like all men think about the Roman Empire like every day, like for no reason at all. So yeah, I don't know. So it's like
false. I teach history. I never think about the Roman Empire.
Well, it's just like and these people like these men would like come back with these like crazy answers. They'd be like, oh my gosh, all the time. Like, I can't believe. And they would like go like on and on about how awesome the Roman Empire was. So that's what like girls are saying when they say like, blah, blah, blah is my Roman Empire.
Okay.
Nailed it.
All right. Next we have the abbreviations.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to
I have a feeling you're going to get a lot of IDKs from us, but let's hear what we got.
All right. Starting out with LMR.
laugh. Give us the first word. See if it helps.
Like.
Like my reel.
Oh my close. Gosh, you're actually so close.
Like my.
Wow.
Like my. Is it a social media thing?
Yeah. It is a social media thing. Yeah.
Like my reel, like my.
I don't know. I got nothing.
What is it? What's the R?
Recent. So like.
Oh God, I never would have guessed that.
Yeah. So like my recent post, you know.
Yeah. We got it, Ella. I got it.
Okay. LBFR.
LBFR. Like. Is like the first word?
No.
Whew. LBFR.
You got to give us the first word.
IDK.
Let's.
Let's be friends, right?
You got the first close. Two.
Let's be for real. Let's be for real.
Dang.
Yeah. Yes.
You got that.
That was good. Let's be for real.
You ate that.
Yeah. You are cooking, Mr. Rohrhoff.
Cooking. I'm cooking.
You are standing on business. All right. Next, we've got POV.
Point of view.
Okay, so.
Yes.
Point of view.
Yeah.
Ella, come on. That's ridiculous.
That's old. That's
but
old
I,
from.
It, no. But it's used like in videos and TikToks. It'll say POV was
yes.
late to softball practice and coach made me run laps.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
Cooking.
All right, we've got one more.
Okay.
Peyton, take it away.
All right, let's get the finale.
The last one we have is WTW.
Oh, I was going to say
what
WTF.
The what?
I know what that one is.
Does it mean what the what?
No.
Close.
What the? Is that, did they get the first two right?
Yeah.
What's the, yeah.
What the?
What's the? So like S.
What's the?
What's the word?
What's the word?
Yes!
What's the word?
Yes!
What's the word?
Like,
what's the word?
What's up, you know?
What's the word?
Oh, WTW.
What is up? How do we do?
WTW,
I would probably,
chat.
I will say, what do you think we get? Do we think it get a B? Would you give us a B for
yeah.
that?
Yeah,
what
sure.
do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have been happy with a D, so I'm good. Jeff, what do you think?
Joe, I was impressed with your teenage lingo. You know a lot more than I thought. It's because you have two middle school daughters at home.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you, ladies, for
that
quiz. That was definitely fun. We will have to have you, because I know that lingo is constantly changing. We'll have to have you back on again in like a year from now, and you guys can give us the updated lingo when you're both in high school next year. All right. Well, thank you guys again so much for coming on. We loved having you on the show. Ella and Peyton, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. That is going to be a wrap for this episode. Please do us a favor. As always, like us. Help us build this community. LMR, like my recent on social media. We're out there on TikTok. We're out there on Instagram. So like my recent LMR on that. And join us next week where, and you guys, we're always asking you to build this community, help us build this community. And one thing you could do, we always say to reach out to a fellow teacher, but reach out to a parent and ask them to listen to next week's episode, because Jeff and I are going to be offering advice from teachers to parents. And we're not going to be telling them what kind of diapers to buy or anything like that. But we're going to tell them from a teacher's perspective, how can you help get your student to the next level, whether it's preparing them from middle school to high school or from elementary to middle or from, you know, high school to college, whatever that next step might be, how to best prepare your kids for that next level and to be successful in school. So please join us next week for that. This is Joe and Jeff signing off, reminding you to keep going above and beyond those standards, because you may not make a lot of money, but you do make a difference.